Well, hello, folks, and welcome to Roots and Branches and Beyond. My name's Ivan Imke, with you for the next 60 minutes of music that is, I'm calling it, relatively new to this world, kind of like new releases. This is the first of, I think, three shows I'll do in the next month of music that has sort of piled up on my shelf that's come out fairly recently. This is Showman, Cool, Gross, Allison, and Kalansky. I'll tell you a bit more about all those five guys who got together in a cabin at during the pandemic, under quarantine and everything else, and made a live album of some great string band music. This is show number 205, and I hope you enjoy it. I'll be back in a moment. This is something called Hickory. Called Hickory, and it's from five folks. Chris Cool is on banjo, John Showman on fiddle, and they're both from the Lonesome Eights String Band, among other bands. Mark Kalansky on guitar, he's from the Golden Shoals. Adrian Gross on mandolin, he's from the Slocan Ramblers. And Sam Allison on bass and bass harmonica, he's from Shisham and Lotus, and Shisham and Lotus and Son. And they you kind of a strange year. It's been a strange couple of years here, and a COVID test and quarantines and so on. They came together in March of this year, of 2021, to record for 3 days and nights at a cottage in the Kawartha Highlands. And they'd never really played as an ensemble before. Most of them had crossed paths at jam sessions and parties and so on. They knew there was a common musicality. And their approach to the material was to be very free and fluid with the arrangements and the textures and the dynamics. They just kind of got together and reveled in the fact that they were playing with other people after this pandemic. And the result was this CD. It's called Adeline, and it's a bunch of tracks of some of the material that they came up with at that cabin. And it's recently available. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond, and we are playing today music that is relatively new to this world. And next up we have Craig Young, and he's one of Canada's most talented and decorated country guitarists. He's a recipient of the Canadian Country Music Award for Best Guitarist, I think four times, actually. He's played on a wide variety of albums. Lived in Western Canada, lived in Nashville, Tennessee. Spent some time there in Terry Clark's backup band. He returned home to Newfoundland. He grew up in Burgio, by the way, a lovely community, and a musical family. His first guitar he got about age 7 from his dad. Played guitar constantly. And he blends country modes with traditional sounds and textures, and so makes it much more interesting to folks like me who really have a pretty low tolerance for country music as it's exercised these days, not the old stuff. But anytime I see his playing, I'm interested in listening because he has such a fluid, a wonderful kind of stability on that guitar. His vocals are warm and smooth and so on. This is from a CD simply called Craig Young. I'm going to play two tracks. One is White Squall. It's a great Stan Rogers song, and it shows you not only his playing, but his singing. And then he's on his Telecaster doing an instrumental piece. So a couple things here from Craig Young.
Well, It's my luck to have the watch with nothing left to do. Watch the deadly waters glide as they roll not to the Sioux. Wonder when she'll turn again, pitch us to the rim. Throw off one more youngster in the game. Now the kid was so damn eager, it was all so big I knew. You never have to tell him twice or find him work to do. Evenings on the mess deck, he was always first to sing. Showed a picture of the girl he'd met in spring. And I told that kid 100 times, don't take the lakes for granted. They go from calm to 100 knots, so fast they seem enchanted. But tonight some red-eyed working girl lies staring at the wall. Her lover's gone into a white squall. Now there's a thing that us old-timers know in the sultry summer calm. Comes a blow from nowhere and it goes off like a bomb. And a 15,000 tonner can be thrown up on her beam, while around the gale force winds cry and scream. Now the kid was on the hatches, he was staring at the sky. Where I stood, I swear I could see tears fall in his eyes. And I hadn't the heart to tell him he should be on a line, even on a night so warm and fine. And I told that kid 100 times, don't take the lakes for granted. They go from calm to 100 knots, so fast they seem enchanted. But tonight some red-eyed wired-in girl lies staring at the wall. Her lover's gone into a white squall. Struck, he sat up with a start. I roared to him, "Get down." For all that he could hear, I may as well not make a sound. I clung there to the stanchion, I felt my face go pale as he climbed an overhang along the rail. I could feel her heeling over with the fury of the blow, and I watched the rail go under, terrible and slow. But like some great dog, she shook herself and roared upright again. Overside I heard him call my name. And I told that kid 100 times, don't take the lakes for granted. They go from calm to 100 knots, so fast they seem enchanted. But tonight some red-eyed whiting girl lies staring at the wall. Her lover's gone into squall. So it's just my luck to have the watch with nothing left to do. But watch the deadly waters glide as they roll off to the Sioux. I wonder when she'll turn again and pitch us to the rail. Throw off one more youngster in the gale. And I tell these kids 100 times, don't take the lakes for granted. They go from calm to 100 knots, so fast they seem enchanted. But tonight some red-eyed whiting girl lies staring at the wall. Her lover's gone into a white squall. And her lover's gone into a white squall.
We'll be right back.
And that's Craig Young from a CD that just came out in 2021. That's something called Read My Telly, using his Telecaster there. And White Squall before that from Stan Rogers, a wonderful song about Georgian Bay Lake Huron area, where, yes, indeed, it can be very stormy. Some of my worst crossings of water were on the Chichimon going to Manitoulin Island. Boy. You listen to Roots and Branches and Beyond. Before I get too reflective here, this is show number 205, and I'm playing music that's relatively new to this world. And we go, as you know, this is from Newfoundland. We're going to go to Mali now, but we'll head back to Newfoundland in just a moment. I'd like to play a wide diversity of music, and that includes this kind of a show. So we're going to hear something from Anansi Cisse, and he's a talented Malian guitarist, made a debut album a number of years back called Mali Overdrive, and it made a lot of waves. He plays that sort of desert blues, wonderful material. Back in 2018, however, he and his group were en route to play a peace festival in his hometown of Dire, which is in the Timbuktu region of Mali, and they were stopped by an armed gang, they held captive, their instruments were smashed, and so on. And Cisse was devastated. I mean, what was the point of singing about love and peace in a war-torn country like his? This is what he was thinking about. It took him a lot of time he worked with a lot of young hip-hop artists, kind of left music for a little bit or playing it. He returned with this album this past year, and it's a kind of gentle, reflective piece that includes songs about education and poverty and righteous conduct, and provides some pretty indirect, although sometimes direct, commentary on Mali's perilous political situation. But you can still hear his trademark desert blues guitar. This is a song about mothers. This is from his CD called Anura. This is Anansi Cisse and his band.
Thank you.
some material there from Anansi Cisse. It's something called Nia or Mothers. And one of the things that pulled him out of his reaction to being attacked on the way to a peace festival was the birth of one of his kids, and it kind of drew him out of that and re-inspired him to work on music. He continues to use the traditional instruments, you know, the calabash and ngoni and so on, but that smooth desert blues is a real trademark. Anansi Cisse. Next up we have, we're heading back to Newfoundland again, Newfoundland Labrador, and Bob Muggeridge. He grew up in St. John's area, although his family has roots out in the Bay. He started playing and singing about 5 years old, and he's from a very musical family. His brother, Wayne, who I've played on this program many times before and had the opportunity to play in a band for many years, Wayne's a master guitarist, musician, played on this show lots of times, and I'm sure will more. But Bob grew up in that family. He was just steeped with music. He remembers sitting around the kitchen table in the living room with the family, and they also listened to old radio stations like Wheeling, West Virginia. Remember that? Was that? I think we heard that as well, but I forget what the call letters were. I should have looked that up before. But he worked most of his life in the fields of psychology and banking, but music was always there. And his first CD came out called Reflections. It was produced in Nashville. And his latest came out earlier this year. It's called Songs of Influence. It's some of the songwriters and the songs that really kind of inspired him and kept him going over the years. He plays around a lot in St. John's at coffee shops and clubs and so on, and is quite active. And he's a real trooper. Like, he sent me this CD. It never came. I don't know. Somebody at Canada Post is enjoying it, even to this day. So he sent me another one. But he kept, you know, he messaged me. He said, "Have you got it yet?" Because we're all kind of watching Canada Post and figuring out if things get through, especially in these pandemic times. So I was really delighted to hear it. And I'm going to play a couple tracks from that. I'm going to play Shady Grove, which is a track that I love. It has Wayne's trademark kind of Scottish gypsy music, guitar in the background, and also something called Cannonball Blues. And it was hard to choose which ones because he has a lot of great songs from, you know, people like John Prine and a bunch of traditional stuff on there as well. Ian Tamblyn, some great songwriters. So this you can pick up or give Bob a call if you're in town, or go to one of the coffee shops where he's playing. And Shady Grove and Cannonball Blues. This is Bob Muggeridge and some friends, including family. And from his CD called Songs of Influence.
Shady Grove, my little love, Shady Grove, I say. Shady Grove, my little love, I'm bound to go away. Cheeks as red as the blooming rose, and eyes are the prettiest brown. She's a darling of my heart, the sweetest girl in town. Shady Grove, my little love, Shady Grove, I'd say. Shady Grove, my little love, I'm bound to go away. I had a big fine horse and oats to feed him on, and Shady Grove to stay at home and feed him while I'm gone. Shady Grove, my little love, Shady Grove, I'd say. Shady Grove, my little love, I'm bound to go. Shady Grove, she was standing in the door, her shoes and stockings in her hand, and bare feet upon the floor. Shady Grove, my little love, Shady Grove, I say. Shady Grove, my little love, I'm bound to go away. When I was a little boy, I wanted a barrel knife. And now I want Shady Grove to say she will be my wife.
Say she'll be my wife.
Shady Grove, my good love.
Shady Grove,
I say. Shady Grove, my little love, bound to go away. A kiss from pretty little Shady Grove, as sweet as a brandy wine. There ain't no girl in this old world that's prettier than mine. Shady Grove, my little love, Shady Grove, I say. Shady Grove, my little love, I'm bound to go away.
There from Bob Muggeridge from his recent release called Songs of Influence. I was talking there earlier about so many great songwriters that he's recorded on here. And then I realized as I was listening there, I played two songs that were traditional. I guess that's my bias. I don't know. But the songwriters are great. People like Bob Dylan, you know, Cliff Richards, A.P. Carter, of course, and Eric Anderson, Eric von Schmidt, you know, John Prine. Anyway, so you have to get the CD yourself and check out all the other songs there. Bob Muggeridge, and we were listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. This is show number 205, and I'm playing music relatively new to this world. You could be listening a variety of places, maybe a Voice of Bombay, CHBB 95.9 in Norris Point, 98.1 in Rocky Harbour, possibly on Mun Radio, CHMR 93.5 FM in St. John's, Newfoundland, or maybe Bay of Islands Radio, CKVB, where it all started, 100.1 FM in Corner Brook and throughout the Bay of Islands, however you got here. I'm glad you joined me. We're going to head now from Newfoundland over to London and to Greece, basically. This is a group called Trio Teke. They started in late 2005. They've been around for a while now. They focus on rumbetico music genre, which is sort of a Greek blues. And so they retain musical elements of the old Greek style, but they're fusing new styles and so on, as many bands are. This is their second album, I think? Third. Something called Stravilos, and something that's slightly different here from what we just heard. This is called Shooting Star, Trio Teke.
Ζάλι, μπουκάλι, αρπάζω τη σκυτάλη. Νύχτα, το νήμα, ουρδούκλωσε το βήμα. Ποιος θα σβήσει τη φωτιά και ποιος θα με αντέξει. Έλα να βροντίξουμε, να στράψουμε πριν φέξει. Πριν μας κλέψει τη γιορτή και πριν μας κοροϊδέψει. Με καράτια στραφτέρα τα πια να μας χαϊδέψει. Μην τεινάζει στον ήρω που έχει νύχτα πλέξει. Του να πυρπολίσουμε το χάρα να πριφέξει.
Bit of music there from Trio Teke, Shooting Star, from their CD called Stravilos, some Greek blues, rumbetica. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond, and we head back to Newfoundland and Labrador again for another new release. That's what we're playing today. This is the band I love to follow, the Silver Wolf Band, out of Goose Bay, Happy Valley in Labrador. They've been a trio for many years. Now they're a quartet, so piano, bass, guitar, and drums, and bunches of vocals in there. They write some of their own material, and they do a lot of other material, including the ones that I'm going to play. A song called Women of Labrador and Land Called Labrador. Wonderful tracks there. They formed back in 2007. They released an EP in 2010 or something like that. Went on hiatus for a little while, got educated, you know, moved back to Labrador. And their lyrics are set right strongly within the Labrador experience. They have a great engaging stage presence, self-assured performances and so on. Their first full-length album came out about 3-4 years ago, something like that. It was called Pockets Filled with Rocks. We certainly heard that on this show. and they won a number of awards for that. Their most recent one, Storms and Prayers, came out, I think it's over in a year now. It took me a while to get it, but, you know, the pandemic and all, it got them nominated for Group of the Year and Inuit Group of the Year, and won Indigenous Artist of the Year, Music NL, Indigenous Artist of the Year from the ECMAs and so on. So it's done very well. They're warm, kind, humble, talented, entertaining ambassadors of the big land. This is Silver Wolf Band, two tracks, Women of Labrador and Land Called Labrador. This is from their most recent release called Storms and Prayers.
Women of Labrador, children round your cabin door, wondering when your daddy will be home. Well, he's gone on his trapping line, it seems like a long, long time since he's waved his last farewell and left you alone. Woman of Labrador, turn your mind to daily chores, hunting and catching fish just to feed your family. Yeah, and then at night when they're all in bed, outside just to raise your head and watch the northern lights go dancing high over the sea. Daughters of Labrador, those days are here no more. You wonder if your babies will ever understand. Yeah, all the hardships that you endured when everyone that you knew was poor, sharing everything you had and living on the land. Door, children round your cabin door, wondering when your daddy will be home. Well, he's gone on his trapping line, it seems like a long, long time since he's waved his last farewell and left you alone. Mountains rise to meet the morning.
sun. There are silent sunlit valleys, undiscovered, unexplored. It's a home for free of spirit. It's a land called Labrador. Legends of our people spoken in the language of the land. Tell of hard times and endurance strangers would not understand. As they tracked across the tundra from the highland to the shore, promise of the land is broken and our people suffer more. Let the mountains rain in glory. Let her unspoiled waters flow. May her children live in freedom in the valleys of the snow. And lift your voices, sons and daughters, like you've never done before. And let your song rise through the darkness in this land called Labrador. So lift your voices, sons and daughters, like you've never done before. And let your song rise through the darkness in this land called Labrador. Yeah, lift your voices, sons and daughters, like you've never done before. And let your song rise through the darkness this land called Labrador, in this land called Labrador, in this land called Labrador.
This is Radio Labrador, a band there called the Silver Wolf Band. That's a wonderful Harry Martin song called Land Called Labrador. Before that, we heard Woman of Labrador from their most recent release, Storms and Prayers. This is Roots and Branches and Beyond Show 205, and we're playing a variety of music that's relatively new to this world. You could be listening on Radio Belle Island, CJBI, 93.9 FM in Belle Island, Newfoundland, or possibly Caper Radio, CJBU 107.3 in Sydney, Cape Breton. However you got here, I'm glad you joined me. Next up we have, from the UK, Spears and Bowden, an English folk duo. John Spears plays the melodeon and concertina, and John Bowden, John is spelled differently though, just to avoid confusion, sings and plays fiddle and guitar and uses the stomp box. They're founding members of the folk band Bellowhead. They began playing together in 1999, did a bunch of duo CDs, played in other bands together. They often do tunes and songs that are traditional, kind of grounded in the Morris tradition sometimes, or originals that sound like traditionals. They've got a swath of awards, and their combination has been said to sound like a two-man, one-man band, whatever that means. In October of 2013, they announced their 2014 tour would be their last for the foreseeable future, but, you know, foreseeable is a short time. In 2020, they announced they'd be playing together as a duo again. The pandemic affected the plans a bit, but they just released a duo album, their first one for a while, called Fallow Ground. And it's sort of refers to the fact that they put their duo career aside for a while, just like you put a field aside for a while to go fallow, to become really productive. And also the impact that the pandemic has had on live music, you know, that just hasn't been a possibility for that. So they recorded this album between lockdowns. I heard two tracks, one from Peter Bellamy and Australia. It's called The Bluey Brink. It shows their vocals as well as great facility in incorporating tunes into there as well. And the next is a set of tunes called Funny Eye. First one is found in the 19th century manuscript of a fiddler of William Henry Giles. And the tune was incomplete, so Spears says he used his intuition to finish it off. So it's great. And after that, Cheshire Hornpipe. It's a great CD, fun, light material. Although they said it's pretty light, there's no songs about death on the album, so they're probably going to be expelled from the English Folk Dance and Song Society because of that. But this is traditional songs with a joyous edge. This is Spears and Bowden.
Without flinching, 12 gallons of beer. Now Jimmy the barman, who served out the drink, how he hated the sight of that there bluey brink. For he stayed much too late and he come much too soon. At evening, at night time, at noon. Now one morning when Jimmy was cleaning the bar, with sulfuric acid he kept in the jar, well in come the shearer appalling my thirst. Say whatever you got, Jim, just hand me the first. Well, it ain't told in history and it ain't put in print, but bluey drunk acid would never ruin. Shame that's the stuff, Jimmy. Christ, strike me stone dead. It'll make me the ringer of Stevenson's shed. Served out the beer, the barman was trembling with worry and fear. Too nervous to argue, too anxious to fight, thinking that Shearer might not last the night. But the very next morning when he opened the door, oh, in come the shearer, a-bawling for more, with his eyebrows all singed and his whiskers deranged, and holes in his hide like a dog with a mange. Oh, and says Jimmy, how'd you like the new stuff? Well, it's all right, says Bluey, but I ain't had enough. And it sets me to coughing, and you know I'm no liar. Every cough that I make sets me whiskers on fire. Thank you.
Spears and John Bowden from their most recently released CD called Fallow Ground. A couple of tunes there, Funny Eye and Cheshire Hornpipe. And the first track was Bluey Brink. And just a reminder, in the liner notes for the CD, the drinking sulfuric acid will not make your beard catch fire, except at the subsequent cremations suggestion there. But it's a great song about a classic. Oh, it's an Australian song that Peter Bellamy collected and made more famous. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond, and this is show number 205, and we're playing music that's relatively recent. You could be listening on Fanshawe's 106.9 The X, CIXX in London, Ontario, or possibly Cape May Radio in Cape May, New Jersey, 101.5 FM. However you got here, I'm glad you've joined me. Next up, we have something slightly different again. This is Atishkan Yusainov. Yusainov is something of a cult figure in his Bulgarian homeland. He's a guitar maverick, a unique combination including the fast rhythms of the Balkan music and the expressive freedom of jazz. Like so many others, he got his start in wedding music. That's the place to go. He worked with Ivo Papasov, his famous wedding band. On this solo release, he also works with his with a two-time beatbox world champion, Skiller. So that's what all that percussive sound in the background is. This is Atishkan Yusinov. Thank you. We're listening here to Graham Lindsay, and this is from a CD called The Next Best Thing. Graham Lindsay is an Ottawa-based multi-instrumentalist and composer. He takes any excuse to travel to Newfoundland for some tunes, and as he says, a cold day boil. That's a beer from Kitty Bitty. A visit to Leo's for a bite to eat, having some of Dave's deadly mini donuts, and of course to see friends and play tunes. So he loves to do sessions and so on, but during the pandemic, his problem was, how do you do that? So he made this CD, just called The Next Best Thing, and he played virtually with a wide variety of people. That was a track he wrote called Best Kind. Usually he travels with his band from away, who live in Ottawa, but this was The Next Best Thing, Graham Lindsay. You've been listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond, and we just have time to go out on this one track, which is something that we heard earlier from Showman, Cool, Gross, Allison, and Kalansky. That was the CD that we started up with, called Adeline, and this is something called Stony Fork. Glad you could join me today. Hope you enjoyed a bit of a romp through some relatively new-to-this-world music, and I'll have more of that next week. And then in a few weeks, I have to do some seasonal music, you know, when it gets in around that time of year, just because I enjoy it. And I hope that you enjoy your next week and take care of each other, okay? See you next time. Happy trails.